Today we're getting the inside scoop on hand hygiene. Washing our hands is second nature. Most of us do it without thinking. But just how well do we do it? Does a splash and shake really cut it in the time of coronavirus? Joining us to get sudsy is Danielle, clinical nurse consultant and infection control specialist. Good morning, Danielle.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. I've been joking that I've watched a lot of medical dramas on television, and so I feel like I know how to scrub in and be prepared for surgery at any given moment. But, of course, it's a much more serious topic than that today. So can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
I'm a specialist nurse in preventing the spread of infectious agents amongst people, and my work is primarily in a hospital setting. Most hospitals have got an infection control nurse who is there to look after both patients and staff alike.
Right, right. So, is there a right way to do the hand washing regimen?
Absolutely there is. You need to be washing your hands or rubbing your hands for at least 20 seconds, and I'm sure many of your listeners have heard that you need to sing Happy Birthday twice to try and get the amount of time. But it's not just the time, it's also how you actually wash your hands and rub your hands together. So you need to make sure that you're covering all of the webbing between your hands or your fingers and doing both the front and back of your hands, and make sure you really, in terms of the rubbing of your hands mm-hmm. together is really important, because you're actually manually removing all those organisms that are actually on the surface of your skin.
I do remember learning that from Dr. Carl a few years ago. It's very important to be vigorous in the hand washing.
Yes, he definitely. I have seen that one, and he does do a very good demonstration of hand washing.
Are there hundreds of different hand washing products on the shelves in the supermarkets generally? What should we be using?
Most hand soaps or hand pumps are available are actually quite good for hand washing. Particularly, it's important to have a look at how much perfume is in some of those products as mm-hmm. well. Particularly if you've got sensitive skin, you do want to have products that have got a bit low on the perfume. But most of your hand washing products available in your supermarkets and pharmacies are perfect for performing hand washing.
So, does using alcohol-based hand sanitizer replace the need for hand washing, or should we do both?
There is a place definitely for alcohol-based hand rub, but certainly you don't need to use them both at the same time. So most of the time when I'm educating people on hand washing is if you have, if your hands look visibly dirty or you've been to the bathroom, then you should actually opt for hand washing where it's available. Mm-hmm. Alcohol hand rub is actually really fantastic for when you're going to the shops and you're wanting to use some alcohol-based hand rub after going into the shop or handling money. For those times when you want to do some quick hand hygiene in between doing different duties, but your hands are actually look quite visibly clean, then the alcohol hand rub is perfect.
I'm chatting with Danielle Engelbrecht, who's clinical nurse consultant, infection prevention and control for the Department of Health in WA. What's the risk of not washing correctly or not singing Happy Birthday twice?
Yep. Well, the risk is that you're actually not removing all of the organisms on your hands that can cause illness. And so you're wanting to make sure that you are performing hand hygiene correctly so that you can actually remove all of those potentially problematic organisms that are on your hand.
Can we overwash our hands?
Yes, you can to a certain degree, yes. And I think, and particularly at the moment, we are very very aware of performing hand hygiene or hand washing in the community, which is incredibly commendable and really important message and strategy in mm-hmm. reducing the risk of our infection of COVID-19. But it's important that you know, you're looking at the right moments for when you are doing your hand hygiene. So when you have gone to the shops, you should hand hygiene, ensuring that you're not touching your face before you actually perform hand hygiene, because you can transfer your organisms from your hands to your face. It's important that you do your hand hygiene before that time. But it probably will lead me on to, in terms of protecting your hands mm-hmm. when you are performing hand hygiene, and particularly when you're coming into winter season where our skin naturally becomes much more drier, we do need to prevent the drying out effects that hand washing and hand hygiene can have on our skin, and particularly because we are so conscious of performing hand hygiene at the minute. So it's important that if you are washing your hands, rather than rubbing your hands dry, that you actually pat your hands dry.
Mm-hmm.
Because the friction of your towel or your paper towel can actually cause your hands to dry out more. And another really important strategy is to moisturise often with a really good moisturiser to prevent the drying effects of hand hygiene on your hands.
That'd be really important for people with dermatitis or other skin conditions at any time, wouldn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And it's really important that those people who have skin conditions and dermatitis follow what their doctor is advising mm-hmm. in terms of the use of their approved products to try and minimise the risk of breakdown on their skin.
One last question. What do we do about gloves? Should we be wearing them when we're out and about?
No, it's not recommended to be wearing gloves. I think gloves tend to give people a false sense of security in a way. So they feel like they're protecting themselves, but they're actually potentially transmitting harmful organisms on their gloves from surface to surface or person to person, object to object. And the most critical thing is people then forget to perform hand hygiene. So it is more important to be performing hand hygiene rather than wearing gloves. Also, with gloves, people need to ensure that they take their gloves off appropriately mm-hmm. and there is a risk of self-contamination when it comes to removing of gloves. So rather than glove use, we would strongly recommend to perform hand hygiene as opposed to wearing gloves.
And we should head to the Healthy WA website for more information.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's lots of fantastic resources and information available for everybody on the Healthy WA website.
Gosh, I bet the traffic on that website is very high at the moment.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Thank you for chatting with On The Record this morning, Danielle.
It's a pleasure. Really enjoyed being on the show.
Danielle Engelbrecht is a clinical nurse consultant, infection prevention and control. And our most recent guest on our regular Thursday Fitter Happier. And you can check out old episodes of Fitter Happier on the website.